What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Route Runners podcast. I'm your host, Jared.
I'm Shrieker.
I'm Jason.
And we're in the living room.
We are. We have a change of scenery today.
We're doing a podcast in the family room.
Oh, boy. I'm holding my stress puck. But it is officially a quarter of the way through this. Well, actually, no, there's 18 weeks, so it's not a quarter of the way through the season. But this is kind of the point where I feel like it's appropriate to judge all these teams for what they've been doing, the product that they've been putting out on the field for the first 4 weeks of the year. And I think it's officially like the bridge that we get to know what each team is all about, kind of throw everything away from last year. So
yeah,
since it's quarter of the way through the season, I thought it'd be a good idea if we did, instead of, you know, doing a traditional recap like we have been doing the last few weeks, that's probably Sean's. We're gonna do our power rankings episode. We did this around this time last year. Us four have made rankings of who we think are each the top 10 teams in the league. We compiled the list together and then made averages of it and then did a full consensus ranking. So we're going to be talking about that. And yeah, so before that, we are going to do our weekly hot takes. And James is requested
to go first.
Yes.
And since we actually did end up doing this today, it is Hot Take Tuesday, not Hot Take Wednesday, which we thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
So
imagine that.
I need one.
So this one's going to partake to next week's set of matchups. You okay there, Jared? Okay. Jared's dying. Specifically, the Eagles and Cardinals, and my hot take is that the Cardinals are going to win. There are going to be no more undefeated teams after next week. And this is because...
So that's why you looked at me before you said it.
Why?
Five wins.
Oh, no, I just looked... The
Cardinals can only win two more times.
We just made eye contact. That was it. Do you want to know why?
Because things don't make
sense. Jalen Hurts was on Peyton and Eli.
Oh.
Yeah, yep.
Has that translated to this year?
Right now, no, because when Saquon... was on it, the Giants won, but he averaged 3.7 yards per carry.
It's only
QBs. It is only QBs. Every time every QB's been on it, they lost. So Jalen Hurts is a QB, and he's on the Eagles. So that's my hot take. The Eagles are going to lose to the Cardinals.
I don't like that.
Just because Jalen Hurts was on Peyton and Eli. And there's going to be no more undefeated teams after week five.
It's 5.5.
All right. My hot take is that I think Lamar Jackson is still going to win MVP this year. But the Ravens are not going to win the division, and I think that the Bengals will. I had the Bengals not making the playoffs originally. This division is weaker than I thought because the Steelers are not great, and the Browns are doing fine, but also just lost the Falcons, so there's that. The Ravens have blown two leads at home, and I know that they're good teams, but the Ravens are a team that typically I feel like needs a lead to kind of – win because Lamar hasn't been known as the best passer. I mean, obviously he is still very good, but he's not the best. And the Bengals are kind of a Minka Fitzpatrick blocked extra point away from being 3-1 and lost in a game-winning field goal in their other game. So I think that Cincinnati, things are looking up for them. You know, the Super Bowl hangover in the first two games, maybe it kind of seemed that way, but they're looking a lot better. These two teams also play this week, so this could completely change off of that. But yeah, from what I've seen in the first 4 weeks, I think Lamar is playing at an MVP level and very well could win the award. But if they're going to keep blowing leads like that, I think that they're going to lose the division to the Bengals.
We'll just go in a circle. All right, so my hot take for this week is – I have a long-term one, and I'm going to say the Colts finish top four as a top – the Colts receive a top four NFL pick in this year's NFL draft and plan on taking a quarterback with that pick. I really just don't see it with the Colts this year. They seem like they just don't have it. Matt Ryan isn't the same Matt Ryan as the Falcons when he was on the Falcons, and Jonathan Taylor is now injured for the time being. He could play – this week against the Broncos, but I really feel like it's going to hurt him rather than help his case. And seeing how that whole team is really just a dumpster fire with their head coach right now being on a very hot seat, it's only going to get a lot worse in Indy.
Yeah, before I go into my pick, I'd say
obviously, like, it is a hot take, so, like, top four pick, like, that is a hot take. But I do think they're going to be, like, a pretty bad team this year. Like,
unfortunately,
they're – like, the one thing about the Colts that you'd always argue they're a good team is their O-line. But, like, their O-line actually kind of trash so far this year. Like, and that doesn't help when you have an old QB and now a banged-up Jonathan Taylor. Like, he has a high ankle sprain. That's going to affect him the whole year probably.
They've scored the least amount of points in the AFC.
I think in the whole league.
That's even worse.
Have they not? I feel like it is.
They
know the are
Bears.
The Saints.
Yeah, no, the Bears have more points than them.
Oh, really?
Seven.
They do? Series.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't there a way that you can look at
it? I mean, points for
it. I'll look it up. Right. You can keep going.
Yeah, all right. So moving on to my pick. I think that the Giants will finish with a better record than the Cowboys. It is interesting. I feel like once Dak comes back, they're going to start him, and I think that's the wrong decision. Who's last, Colts? Yeah. I think that's the wrong decision. I think Cooper Rush has played really well, and their offense is playing really well. And, I mean, obviously it was the first game. It was against the Bucs too. But the Dak Prescott looked terrible. That offense just did not look like they had any rhythm. So I think Dak will come back, and they're not going to be very good. And I think the Giants are actually going to have a pretty good record end of the year. I think they have a chance to make the playoffs. Their best player, Saquon, my dad, is finally healthy. And like, there's some stat. When he gets a certain amount of carries, a certain amount of rushing yards, they have not lost a game. And that was kind of evident playing against the Bears this past weekend. Like, it was so clear they were all out on stopping Saquon, yet he still had almost 150 rushing yards because they either hand the ball off to him or did a play action rollout where Daniel Jones had 15 yards untouched every time. Like, I don't know if any of you guys watched the game, but it, literally every play was either a Saquon handoff or Daniel Jones just rolled out and had 15 yards, no challenge. I mean, even Daniel Jones, like, even packing the ball, he hasn't been bad this year. Their defense is solid. I mean, they'll have Leonard Williams coming back hopefully soon, who's a key piece to their run defense. So I think the Giants will finish with a better record than the Cowboys.
I do not hate that at all. All right, so with that, it is time to get into the power rankings. I guess we'll start at the bottom. That would make sense.
Yeah.
And then we'll move.
Yeah, start at 32.
We'll move up to one. Yeah, we could have maybe done 16, but
I don't know, I only care about 10.
Yeah. I mean, there were a lot of teams that were really close, I will say, in my opinion. So the way that it worked is that the consent – me and James ended up actually having all the same teams.
Wow.
Not a whole lot.
Speaker and I just differed. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you please continue?
Sorry.
Let's get a move on now.
The consensus, the way it worked, is the top seven is exactly what I had.
It's rigged.
But in my opinion, after the top four, there's a big drop-off, and who I have at five and who I would probably put at, like, 15 are, like, all really, really close.
We can talk about the biggest changes that, like, separate each of our power rankings.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, when we get to each one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, like, for example, I have the Bucks at four.
Yeah, yeah, when we talk about
the Bucks. Wait, you have the Bucks at four? I want to do Niners. I think so.
We're just gonna all.
Oh, I thought you hated.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I thought you didn't like him.
That's what I said.
I know. I really thought
that hot take from last week's already out the window.
That they're gonna be last.
Yeah.
Technically, my hot take, my first hot take's out the window because I don't have the Packers as the top NFC team, but that doesn't mean they still can't finish top of the NFC.
Yeah, it's just how they've been playing now.
Yeah.
So anything can happen.
Yeah.
It's not. It's yeah.
Did you get a haircut?
Just now
noticed. Wait, when did you get a haircut?
Dude.
I mean, Jason, I'm thinking about
taking I didn't see anyone today.
Jacob Zucker got one too. Went that way to get it.
It could be a blowout.
I like the line for the Falcons, but they always get blown out by the
Bucs. Looked at what?
That's
No, they do.
All right, so the two teams that we have as honorable mentions are the Jacksonville Jaguars and Dallas Cowboys. James and I did not have either of these teams in there. And then Shrieker had both. And Jason had one of them. So since you guys had it, I'll let you guys talk about it.
Yeah, so I mean, I had the Jaguars in mind. I actually had them as high as six. I feel like their week one loss was kind of a fluke. They're on the road. They just barely lost that game, whatever. And then they go on and beat they shut out the Colts. They beat the Chargers handedly. I mean, they were injured, but still, it's a good team. They beat them by 28. And then, I mean, I thought they should have beat the Eagles. They kind of blew it. So, I mean, obviously, that doesn't help their case. But they were in that game. They were winning that game. It was 14-0 to start. They're a very good team. So, yeah, I think they're a top 10 team, and I think they'll finish the top 10 team this year.
Yeah, the way I saw the Jacksonville Jaguars were they had some really good wins this season against the Chargers and the Colts, and I just felt like those as well as they came up short against the Washington Commanders was enough to scrape into the top 10. They lost to the Eagles, but then again, I think we have as a consensus the Eagles as the number one team in the league right now.
Spoiler.
And
just spoiling. Well, everyone probably would have
it
anyways.
And I also think just I just think how big of a jump they've made from everyone's prediction going into the season, as well as their performance concerning they've had one shutout and destroying the Chargers team. I just think that gets them into the top 10.
What about Dallas? Because you're the only one that has them, and you have them like. You do them at seven.
Yeah. So Dallas, I think, is actually a team that is definitely people are kind of overlooking right now, which I think I can totally understand considering Cooper Rush as their quarterback. But, I mean, right now they allow the least amount of points in the NFC East, which is not something big, I would say, but still is quite an achievement considering how good of a defense the Eagles have. So considering they still have a pretty solid defense, and I feel like the offense should – potentially pick it up or stay consistent with Dak potentially coming back. I mean, it's been working pretty efficiently with Cooper Rush right now, but you never know what Dak coming back. It could get a whole lot better. So I definitely think just having a 3-1 record gets them in. Obviously there's other teams with 3-1 record like the Giants, but I feel like their resume so far this season kind of gets them out of the top 10 The one loss for the Cowboys has been the Bucks, and that game also injured Dak, so that kind of gets him enough to get into the top 10.
All right, so starting the top 10, at number 10, we have the Cincinnati Bengals, last year's AFC champion. Spoiler, this is the only one of the two Super Bowl teams that are in our top 10. We do not have the Rams. But, yeah, the Bengals I mean, I kind of talked about it in the beginning. I think that they're going to end up winning the division this year. I think T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase is easily a top three wide receiver duo, probably top two after Waddle and Hill. Everyone is kind of writing them off in the first 2 weeks because everyone is saying that, you know, they have a shitty offensive line, which they do, but everyone is saying how bad the offensive line is and it's going to be a Super Bowl hangover. And I'm right there with everyone. I was saying that in the beginning of the season too, but they have – very much picked it up. They did just beat the Dolphins, and I know that they had to deal with a backup quarterback for a little bit, but I mean, I think they looked really good. And then they handled the Jets pretty well, which I mean, the Jets have not looked all that bad this year, so I don't know. I think that the Bengals look good. I had the Bengals at 8 personally. Shrieker didn't have them on his list, that's why they're lower than that, but I don't know. I think that the Bengals are good. Actually, all three of us had them at 8, now that I'm looking at it.
I had them at 8?
Yeah.
Oh.
Unless I completely copied that wrong, but I don't think.
No, I definitely had them at 8.
I don't think they're good enough to be, like, I can see, like, all the teams above them beating the Bengals. That's why I have them at 8.
Because, again, they did get off to a terrible start.
Yeah.
And Minka, again, had a blocked extra point. Like, if that doesn't happen, they're
3-1. They just had a Super Bowl hangover for about 2 weeks. Now they're kicking it back into gear. They beat the 3-0 Dolphins. They beat – I forgot who else they beat.
The Jets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just talked about that. Yeah, and now they play the Ravens, who, you know, Ja'Marr usually goes off again. So I feel like this is going to kind of solidify them as kind of, you know, champions of the AFC North again, or just at least a serious contender again if they can beat the Ravens. That's why I kind of have them at in the top 10 because I know what their potential is. I know that Burrow, Higgins, Jamar, Joe Mixon, that offense is still very good, even with a so-and-so improved O-line, which, I mean, not really. It hasn't really done benefits for Burrow. That defense is still, I mean, I don't really think they lost much on that defense, and I don't think they gained much, but so it's still like a defense worthy of being competitive in the AFC. So, yeah, I mean, I had them at 8, like Jared said, because I don't think they're the worst out of the top 10 teams, but at the same time, they're kind of towards the bottom because they haven't proven to be a serious threat yet. But again, after this, if they win this Ravens game, they can very much be in the top 5 for a lot of people's, like a lot of experts or analysts' power rankings. So I think this is more of a – this is a statement game for the Bengals because, yeah, if they can be a division rival who's been hot with Lamar Jackson as the MVP front runner, then it's going to look good for them. And I think they're going to be top 5 after this week if they win. Me personally,
I don't hate that take at all. Yeah, I mean, I had them at 8.
Yeah, I mean, I think their record is a little looked more. I think their 2-2 record is better than we think. Like you said, they're one blocked extra point away from winning that game, and then they lost to the Cowboys right after with Cooper Rush, and at the time, everyone's like, oh, that's a terrible loss. Like, the Cowboys are going to suck with Cooper Rush. He's a backup QB, but he's proven to be pretty good so far with that team, and they are a pretty good team.
Yeah, I mean, the way I saw it was their one big win this year has been against the Miami Dolphins. I think that's a pretty big statement to say considering how great of a team the Miami Dolphins have been, so That was pretty good for them on that end. I just don't really like how, like, obviously it is the first week they lost to the Steelers, but, like, just seeing how the Steelers have kind of progressed as a team after week one just makes, like, that record a little bit worse, in my opinion. As well as, like, they beat the Jets, but also the Jets had Joe Flacco as their starting quarterback. So I also just don't really think of that win that highly either.
Fair enough.
What's the Monday night game?
Chiefs Raiders.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I like one of the spreads.
Devonta. I like the under.
The under?
The other.
You like Raiders? How many people are on the Chiefs?
A lot.
Dude, yeah. The same players I had in primetime for fantasy last week are the same this week.
The Raiders always steal the game against the Chiefs.
Yeah. Dude, they didn't last year. Do you have anyone on Monday night?
No.
Like, the Bengals are primetime again. The Chiefs are primetime again.
Yeah.
Same deal.
Speaking of Joe Flacco, at number 9, we have the Baltimore Ravens. I had the Ravens at 9, and so did Jason.
I think I had them at, like,
6. Shrieker had them unranked, and James had them at 6. So, yeah, there was kind of a decent amount of variability. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like I said before, Lamar is playing at an MVP level, but – but this team has blown 2 leads, and they've also both been at home, which is kind of weird. This Bengals game is going to be a huge test for them. Their defense has not looked all that great. I don't know. I mean, you had them high. Why so high at number 6?
Yeah, so I realized when talking about the Bengals, I was kind of contradicting myself by saying the teams above the Bengals, I think, can beat the Bengals. And then I'm saying, oh, the Bengals can win this Sunday. Like, but, I mean, currently I can see the Ravens beating the Bengals. I just have him higher because Lamar is obviously playing at an MVP level. He deserves his money. Mark Andrews is I mean, his connection with Mark Andrews is kind of just unstoppable at this point, unless you're Sauce Gardner. Okay, yeah, I do think the Bengals can win this game, but I have the Ravens higher just like because of their success, even without their secondary not being present. So with if the Ravens... If the Ravens are at full power, then obviously I think they can beat the Bengals. It's just, again, this game on Sunday night, the Ravens' defense will be banged up. So I think the Bengals can take advantage of that. But again, on any given day, with both teams healthy, I think the Ravens can beat the Bengals. This week, it's going to be – I think the Bengals can take one and then emerge as top 5.
I think so,
yeah.
Shrieker, you didn't have the Ravens on, so why not?
The Braves clinched the NL.
Yeah, they just did. Wow. Yeah, so the Ravens, I think, would be at like 10.5. 10 point, like, they literally, if, So if the Bengals are at 11 for me, I would say the Ravens are right in that sweet spot in between them. I just feel like they always have like a good game and they like a good lead and then they choke it every time. And I just don't like that at all. And that's why I got them out of my top 10. They have a 2-2 record, and obviously I don't think that defines their performance so far this season, but they just can't close games. They've done really poorly in it. They had a really sizable lead. I think it was 17-0 against the Bills, and they let the Bills claw their way back. They had getting 17 up on the Bills is a statement alone, and for them to kind of choke that lead away just kind of is a statement about the offensive play calling by the Ravens here. I know a lot of Ravens fans were angry at Harbaugh at the end of the game, but they just got – I just think it was the play calling and just I really just didn't like how they just weren't able to close some of these games up. And now having another game with the Bengals here, who the Bengals I feel like can go into any stadium and give up a good fight against any team. Playing that team, it's going to be another tough matchup for the Ravens, and it's going to be a lot on Lamar. And I feel like if he slips up once, that could be like a game sealer there. So it's going to be tough. They have a tough schedule this year.
So same reason I praise the Jaguars is going to be kind of the same reason why I have to praise the Ravens here. Like, they were winning against that Bills team. Obviously, they did choke it, which doesn't help their case, but like, it shows they are I don't want to say they're as good of a team as the Bills, but they can compete with them, and they deserve to be in the same conversation as a top 10 team in this league. I mean, with Lamar at QB and the way they run their offense, I mean, obviously their defense is kind of injured and hasn't been playing well, but I think they'll come around. They always do. They always have a good defense. So I think the Ravens, really, it depends on who wins this game this weekend, Ravens, Bengals. Whoever wins that game is probably going to move up. I don't know about quite a bit, but they should move up a couple spots at least.
All right, so at number 8, we have the divorce era Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, this is the team that I had at my Super Bowl as my Super Bowl champs going into the year. All of us ranked them at 10, except for Shrieker, who had them at 4. So I guess if you wanted to go first, because you had the biggest, like, discrepancy out of everything.
Yeah, so I mean, as Jared, Jason know, I was a big hater on the Buccaneers, even saying last week that my hot take would be that they would finish last in the NFC South. And I just think, first of all, there's just a lot of storylines going on that I feel like are getting way too much media attention. Like, the whole divorce era thing is so stupid because I feel like he would perform worse. He's not going to perform divorce better if he's era. How is he going to perform better when he's
demons on the field?
He's getting into his head.
Giselle, which is going to be worse.
Giselle yelling at him.
It's going to be a movie.
Sean
bumps
your head.
He's like, I just feel like
Giselle's like, you don't win this game. No fun in the bed tonight for you. He's just thinking about that.
Like, they've literally lived in separate houses this whole since like the beginning of the season, but now that they hired lawyers, it's now a big thing. Like, I feel like it's all like since the season started, it's been
official now. I kind of don't like. Ooh, I kind of don't like that public, his private life is being publicized. Like, I feel like it should just be between him and his family. Mm-hmm. I kind of don't like that's like kind of the problem with being famous is that no matter like your life is just always on social media and everyone knows everything about you. Like, I don't know. Unpopular opinion, but I feel like his private life should just be kept between him and his family.
Like, I don't know how true this is, but Sean said his projections went up by 5 points. Now, just because of
if they do get a divorce, maybe
Brady's, it's because he had a good game.
Yeah, no, Brady.
No,
Brady,
from like
for next week.
Yeah,
he's like, playing the Falcons. That's why.
No, like, I think he means like within the day.
Yeah, within the day.
Because today it was
projections.
Like,
it changed. They played Sunday night.
Yeah,
so.
All I'm saying is, if they do get divorced, Brady's going for 60. So,
yeah. I just think the only reason like why I've changed my stance on them is because I thought they would give up. I've seen there's been games where Brady kind of just gives up and like he gets frustrated, you know, throws the tablet, and like he just tablet, yeah. So like I just feel like some reason he just didn't get like that pissed off, and like he still was trying to fight back into this game. Obviously, did you guys see that after the game? He like when like you know when the other like when they shake hands.
Did he not shake?
He kind of just like did this, like I think he said like two words to him and like walked the other way. He's such a
loser.
So I mean, like
such a cock sucker.
I mean, like I thought it like it was still like a blowout in some fashion by the Chiefs, but I really thought they were gonna get like 25 plus pieced on Sunday.
Yeah.
But they clawed their way back. I feel like it's still going to be a battle with that whole wide receiver core just because no one wants to stay healthy. But I think it's the run game that'll fix them together. Or at least I'm hoping so.
No one wants to stay healthy or not punch Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah, they've been very banged up, which is kind of the only reason why I feel like they're at 10.
Yeah. They've keep proving
– or 8, sorry.
They have to prove that they can crawl the way back up to the top of the division. Because now everyone's being healthy, like getting healthy again.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine. I just
they have to prove more. That's why I have that.
Yeah, the Ryan Jensen not being there has proven to be pretty, like, bad. It just seems like every pass from Brady is a quick one, but I think that they'll end up being fine.
Like my bottom three teams, the Bengals, Packers, and Bucks, which Packers we haven't gotten to. I feel like they can be higher up. They just have more to prove. So like I want them in the top 10 because I know they're top 10 teams, but they just need more to prove. Or they have to prove more to show me that, like, they deserve to be in the top 10.
Yeah.
Unlike the Jags and Cowboys, where I kind of know their potential. I know the Bengals, Packers, and Bucks can be good. It's just when can they turn things around?
Jason, you got anything to add on Tampa, or we good to move on?
Well, yeah, I think I mentioned this last week when Shrieker said his hot take about the Buccaneers. Like, Tom Brady's always going to figure it out. He's got that connection with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin that showed – against the Chiefs, I mean, obviously they got blown out. Or I guess they only lost by 10, but it was kind of a blowout. That was just their defense, but that's the Chiefs. Like, that's it's gonna happen. Like, their defense is still fine. Their offense is fine. The Bucs will always be fine with Tom Brady there.
Let me also just clarify my statement. They could still very like this is just my power rankings for them going into this coming week. Yeah. This is not my end of the season ranking. So they could very well if I still could my hot take could still prove right here.
All right. So at 7, moving up the list, we have the San Francisco 49ers. They, in my opinion, may have the best defense in the entire league. They let up 9 to the Rams, 11 to Denver. The Niners are first in points allowed, and they are second in yards allowed. I think they may have the best defense in the league. So you have that on top of maybe the best offensive play caller in the league. And then you add that on – no, sorry. And then you add on top of that that they have the best yards after catch player of all time in Deebo Samuel. That guy is one of the most entertaining football players in the league, I think. They did lose Trent Williams for, what, a month? But
their schedule's pretty easy for the next
16 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks. Okay. Well, that and they have a
somebody.
They have George Kittle who can literally who is playing left tackle for them. I mean, we saw how good that they looked yesterday. I mean, I said that this team was going to win the division in the beginning of the season, and even though the Rams are still fine, like I am pretty confident in the Niners going forward.
So
shout out Halua Tufanga.
Yeah. So I put the Niners at 4, and this is just because I was.
Yes, we
do. I was very impressed by their performance against the Rams. Again, their offense seems to function a lot better under Jimmy Garoppolo. They always do good against the Rams. And just saying that the defending Super Bowl champs doesn't really mean much because, again, they always do good against them. But that defense is clearly elite, and they're not going anywhere. Nick Bosa is a monster. Fred Warner would have had a pick last night, but he just didn't know how to catch. And, yeah, like Jared said, they have Deebo, who is one of the most entertaining players to watch in football.
Uh-oh!
George Kittle, who can do it all, basically. And he's also very fun. He's a fun guy. He's the opposite of Kawhi Leonard. Because he loves to play football. But this team can beat any team, I think. Like, if they really, like, they can be, like, the Niners can out-coach anyone. They can out-scheme everyone, like, yeah, I remember Shrieker was talking about with the Dolphins with Mike McDaniel. Like, he was telling his players to do the opposite of like what every like player whatever was going on.
I think the Niners, they don't do that, but their playbook's just so, like, more advanced than everyone else's defensive playbook that, like, they're going to have plays that can win games against any team. So I have them at four just because of their creativity and just the playmakers on their team. And I think that they've made it to the playoffs so many times already, which has nothing to do with this year. But they, I mean, whenever they make the playoffs, they go far, I think. I don't know. But, I mean, I think they're an easy playoff team and an easy playoff lock.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they arguably have the best defense in the NFL right now. It's only 4 weeks, though, so obviously that could change. But, yeah, shout out Halafunga. Yeah, I don't really know your name, but you're good. Yeah, they obviously have, like, probably one of the best rushing attacks in the league outside of Eagles. Just the way they can block and all the different ways they run the ball. And, I mean, Debo made Jalen Ramsey his bitch, so that kind of just – they own the Rams. That's what I'll leave it at.
Everyone is pretty, like, consensus that the Packers were a top-10 team. And, I mean, yeah, rightfully so. They beat – wait, who did they beat? Oh, no, they beat Tampa last week on the road. So, yeah, I mean, their defense also is one of the best in the entire league. Only letting up 14 to Tom Brady is always going to be good. They did struggle against the Pats, but Bill Belichick will do that sometime. They did get – I wouldn't say the Vikings destroyed them, but, like, beat them decently handily. And then – and then they killed the Bears. But that was just – we knew that was going to happen. But – yeah, I don't know. I think Green Bay is fine. I don't know. This is kind of exactly what I expected from them. It is 4 weeks, and I feel like we still don't really know who wide receiver one on this team is. I guess it's Romeo Doubs, but I also feel like their running backs haven't really had a whole lot of success, so I feel like this offense can just get even better. But, like, are they a better team than Minnesota? Maybe, but Minnesota beat them. That's why I had Minnesota higher. I don't know about you guys, but that's personally what I did.
Oh, I had them at 9?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize I was. It's just, I guess, because I'm still not sold on their rookie receivers yet. Like, I love Romeo, how are you say his last name, but his other receivers haven't really shown much. So, I mean, we've seen Rodgers in the past rely on one guy in Devontae, but, I mean, Romeo ain't no Devontae right now, or probably ever will be. But so, I mean, he's still a rookie. So, I again, he's there. The Packers are in my bottom three for the top 10 just because I know they can prove more and be a better team. It's just I haven't seen it yet. I know their defense has stepped up and improved a lot, but I need to see more from that offense, just mainly on the receiving department, because the only receiver I'm hearing about is Romeo Doubs, whatever, and no one else. Christian Watson had a lot of hype coming into this year, hasn't performed well. Randall Cobb hasn't performed well. It's just like I just need to see more out of that offense.
I can already tell the trade-off is going
to
be shit.
I need to see more out of this offense before I – to have the Packers higher in my depth chart in my top 10.
I mean, yeah, I like the Packers, but I'm kind of concerned. Like, I'd say their wide receiver one right now is probably Alan Lazard. Like, Romeo Doubs had his chance on that one, yeah, like streak route for easy touchdown, and he dropped it. It's not going to go over well with Rodgers, and they let up what 27 or 24 points to Bailey Zappi. So, I mean, unless he's Tom Brady 2.0, like, that's not ideal. They've got some things they got to shape up.
But if he's Tom Brady 2.0, then it is ideal.
Like, yeah, I guess, because then Aaron Rodgers is 1-0 against him. Right. But I'm a little concerned about them, but I still think, just based off where I had him ranked to begin the year, like, it's still a good spot for them.
Yeah.
The Packers are, as many stated, the most overrated team probably on this top 10 list. I still have them at the bottom of the tier, but I just think they play the Giants in London
this week. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
This is what's gonna happen. The final score is gonna be like 34-10, Packers. While Daniel Jones doesn't play, and like they probably have a whole lot of other injuries probably too. But I just feel like the Packers are somehow going to go into London. Obviously, they're going to blow them out because the Giants don't have their starting QB, and it's also the Packers. Daniel Jones? Okay. Well. Even if he's playing, I feel like the Packers are still going to, like, blow out this game. Everyone's going to be like, are the Packers back? Are the Packers going to be Super Bowl champions? But I just don't, like, every win of theirs has been either a very close defensive grinding duel, or it's like they've beaten the Patriots in overtime with having Bailey Zappe at QB. So, like, they have no clear wide receiver. One week it's Lazard. One week it's Dubes. One week it's, like, both of them having, like, 50% of the previous week. Their running backs are probably the most consistent piece other than their defense. I don't know. They're definitely a team that I could see making a move around, like, the trade deadline or before that, where they acquire a good to, like, a high level wide receiver. And I would put them higher. But right now I feel like they're just going to keep increasing just because of their Mickey Mouse schedule.
Yeah.
We have them as the second highest NFC North team on this. Unfortunately, we have the Vikings higher. I say unfortunately because I don't think that they've looked like the fifth best team in football. It's just that all these teams are so close and the Vikings have a better record have a better record than, like, these teams that are all very close, and they beat Green Bay. So I feel like I have to put them above. It's not that they just, like, beat them off a game-winning field goal. Like, they beat them 23-7. Their offense completely dismantled them in the first half. They didn't really do a whole lot in the second half, but the Packers just couldn't do anything against the Vikings defense. They just looked completely outmatched. And then, I mean, the rest of the games, I mean, how it's gone was, yeah, they lost to the Eagles, but one, the Eagles are the best team in football right now, and they lost. And, like, the game would have looked a lot closer if Irv Smith didn't drop a touchdown and Kirk didn't throw three picks in the red zone. Which, I mean, I'm not saying as excuses, like, yeah, we lost, but still. Comeback win against the Lions, and, I mean, a win against the Saints. But, I mean, any win when you literally have to travel across the seas is going to be tough. So, I don't know. I feel like that Kevin O'Connell's done a really good job so far with this team. Not perfect, that's definitely for sure. Definitely some things that I would have never done. Some decisions that aren't perfect, but they're better than what I've been seeing. And, I mean, I feel like at this point last year, we were talking about the Vikings as, like, a decent team. It's just they weren't finishing games. And now the first part of the year, they are. So, I don't know. I think that – I hate that I have them at five because I don't really know how much higher they can go from that. But I feel like right now that's kind of where they have to be.
Yeah, I feel like coming into the season, I was really high on the Vikings, and I still am, but – I don't think I would have had them this high if they didn't beat the Packers. Like, their wins against the Lions and Saints, it's two, like, not amazing teams, but, and they barely squeaked out wins there. Like, the one against the Saints, like, you mentioned it's not easy going into London, but to be fair, the Saints had to do the same with a backup QB and running back. So, I don't know. I think it's a very talented team, and it seems like they're in the same type of games as last year. Like, it's, they're not really winning any games easily besides week one against Packers. Like, and they just happen to be on the right side of it this year.
I like the Vikings. JJ, that's all I have to say. Okay, next.
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally the reason.
He is a very big
help. That's literally the only reason. I mean, Adam Thielen has been seeing a lot more targets, and the Vikings have been winning games because they realize that they have another receiver besides Justin Jefferson on that team. They really haven't. I mean, well, that's because of the Kevin O'Connell effect. That Rams offense was centered around giving the ball to Cooper Kupp, who is a wide receiver. And now that's Justin Jefferson, who I know you agree, is not as good as Cooper Kupp. So, I mean, it will still be effective because Jefferson is he's a top receiver in the game, but it won't be as effective as to go as far to win a Super Bowl because of it, which is not a hot take. Ooh, I have a hot take for next week already. I'm not gonna say it. I'm gonna forget it now, but you know what? I'm just gonna say it now. Madison gets traded. he can get traded though. Like, he could get traded to the Broncos or to the Colts. Honestly, at this point, I know that's a hot take though, because it probably won't happen because he's obviously one of the better backups in the league.
If he does go to the Broncos, then he's literally the second coming of Mike Boone.
Fuck Mike Boone. Mike Boone sucks. I hate it, but I hate Mike Boone. I don't know why I hate that. I don't like Mike Boone.
Better than Melvin Gordon.
Now, can my analysis of the Vikings jumpstart 2 weeks ahead?
I guess.
Because, why, like, I feel like this week for the Vikings is kind of meaningless. Obviously, Jared would think otherwise, but in my head, I highly doubt that. But I just think, I mean, in 2 weeks they play the Dolphins. By then, I feel like hopefully Tua's Play-Doh brain can turn back into like a jelly form. But I think,
I think it's backwards.
No, you would want like a squishy brain rather than like a dry like clay brain. Scientifically,
I mean, I don't really know. It just sounds weird.
It was just, yeah, no.
I'm not saying I'm so scientific.
I know. I was just trying to considering of all the concussions and all. I was just trying to like think of something funny because his brain probably looks like if like a child molded a brain with Play-Doh. Currently, but I mean,
yeah.
Is there really anything to say about this win against the Saints here? They beat the Saints in London. Jay Jettis was playing how Jay Jettis usually does. Kirk Cousins had an average game, so just like how Kirk Cousins usually does. And I feel like the real test to see if they deserve that top six spot in my power rankings is they got to play the Dolphins and in 2 weeks. And if Tua's playing there, I feel like that's a good test.
Well, speaking of the Dolphins, that is who we have next at number 4.
Woo!
Yes.
I can do the.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can start.
Yeah.
So.
I yelled that. But...
I think now that Teddy Bridgewater is at QB, they. Who do they play this?
Dolphins play the Jets.
Yeah, they do. Ooh, that's. I feel like that could be. They're -3 right now. I believe that's their spread.
It's because Bridgewater is starting. That's
yeah.
It's like a closer spread.
And I feel like that could be a trap game. Obviously, I think. I think the Jets could keep it close here, and especially with whatever shenanigans that the Jets pull with, like that wide receiver flip past the quarterback Zach Wilson. You never know. Yeah, the
Philly
I didn't know if it was the exact Philly. Because if I said Philly special and you guys said that's not exactly how this play was, then it would have looked even worse. But, I mean, the Jets always somehow keep it close this year. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they keep it close with a Teddy Bridgewater-led team.
Yeah, I mean, Miami's – look, it looks like I was very wrong on them going into the year. I think that they are Tua seems like he's kind of that guy. I mean, is he – the best quarterback in the league? No. Does he have a great deep ball? We saw against the Bengals. No. It could just be the concussion. But even with that concussion, if he even had it going into the game, which I don't really know, honestly. But they still beat the Bills. So, like, I don't know. And their defense played absolutely insane against the Bills, only allowing 19 points. Melvin Ingram seems like he's kind of revitalizing his career. He's looked really good. Javon Holland in the secondary is growing into be one of the best young safeties in the league. And I mean, Tyreek Hill is just showing how important he is to, well, being on the field. He's been insane. Jaylen Waddle is probably a top 10 receiver at this point. He's unbelievable. And Mike McDaniel looks like a pretty solid coach so far. Everything's kind of looking up for Miami. And I mean, they kind of just had gave up a late drive to the Bengals that made them lose. Obviously it happened, so like you got to account for that, but I feel like it's been a very, very good start to the season for Miami. Yeah, what's up?
I just want to say a quick comment. So I know you just mentioned the Bills here. The Bills play the Steelers this week, and I think this is probably gonna be one of the worst decisions the Steelers could have made. Like,
not to start Pickett,
but just starting him against a Bills defense.
I mean, it's better than Trubisky.
Like,
you might as well do it. Like,
no, I would. I would start.
If he can cover the spread against the Bills, I would keep him in.
I just feel like it's just you're throwing at like all the odds against him this week, just because like I would put Trubisky. Just I would wait at least after this week to start Trubisky or Pickett, just because literally that Bills defense is going to be swarming him every play. That O line just doesn't work. It could be a big week for Najee, just because of how much they're just gonna be dumping it off. It'll be like, Oh, well, I just feel like the O-line's just going to collapse every play here with, like, playing a Bills defense. I just don't – I mean, I know it's fantasy. I think their fantasy Steelers defense was, like, 2.9. Like, I feel like the Bills are going to be on offense though. Matt Canada's head will be on a pike after this game.
It should be on a hit fucking pike the whole – anyway.
So, would I have Dolphins? Dolphins at four? I love the Miami Dolphins. They're just such a fun team to watch. No, but like in their power ranks, they're four. Yeah, I had them at five because I think the Niners can beat them. But the Dolphins are just a fun team to watch. That combo of Tyreek and Waddle is just something that you can't take your eyes off of. They're two speedsters. Whenever Teddy Bridgewater throws it deep, you just think that either one of them burned the safety. And that defense has really stepped it up. They are a really elite defense. Javon Holland he's poised to be one of the better safeties in the league this year. And, I mean, yeah, this team all around looks really good. I mean, unfortunately, Tua did go down. And, I mean, I think he's going to at least play week six because he's ruled out already week five. But, I mean, that Dolphins medical staff sucks. And I think the person who, like, cleared Tua for his concussion got fired. So that's good, at least. At least they're, like, taking note of that. But I love this Dolphins team. They have a lot of promise. Again, that combo of Tyreek and Waddle is just so fun to watch. So they definitely deserve to be a top five team. Yeah, they did beat the Bills. They lost to the Bengals. I think that they kind of lost to the Bengals because Bridgewater had to come in. But even then, I don't know. I think the Dolphins can kind of benefit from Bridgewater because he has a better arm and he can actually not overthrow Tyreek or underthrow Tyreek.
Jason, you got anything on the Dolphins or are we good to move on?
Okay. I mean, everyone's pretty much stated everything, but I'd say like the only thing that really should be overemphasized. I go to take a roll call now. Yeah. Fuck the Dolphins. I don't like them anymore.
Oh, that is being kept in. Okay, so we got Buffalo at three.
What is 0-0 point?
How dare you do that to my? How dare you do that to the Dolphins for me?
I don't know what just happened.
How dare that?
Excel is wild. All right. So Jonathan Tate. No. So the Bills we have at three. The Dolphins did beat the Bills, but I think the Bills should be above them because it was only a 2-point game and the Bills lost like two O linemen in that game and they were also out like six defensive starters. So
they also Micah Hyde's out for the year too.
So. And that, yeah. So that kind of goes into account for their ranking. But I mean Josh Allen looks like it's him and Mahomes that are 1 and 2 for the top quarterbacks in the league. Devin Singletary's been better than expected. Stephon Diggs is one of the best receivers in football, and he's been really, really great this year. The defense looks fine. I mean, there's nothing on Buffalo that happened this year that really I didn't expect, if I'm being honest. So I feel like there's not really much to say. Not really much to say about them.
I mean, I would have had them higher if they didn't lose Micah Hyde or all these like pieces. I think I would have had them at one if they didn't lose all these pieces. So that's why I have them. I think I had them at three. Yeah, I had them at three. And I mean, the consensus also had them at three, which I think is right because the two teams ahead of them are, I think, can definitely beat them or put up a fight at least. Because again, with these injuries to the Bills, it doesn't help their case. So, but they're still a top three team because that offense is obviously explosive. They look like they can score in every drive, and that defense still holds its own without Micah Hyde. So that's why I think they're a top three team.
Yeah, I feel like it's just like everything that we kind of expected from them.
I already talked about them last week and why I kind of don't like them.
Yeah, that's true. At number two, we already said that the Eagles are a top team, and at two we have Kansas City. I guess we can kind of just group these together and finish this out. But yeah, I mean, Patrick Mahomes put his nutsack on the fucking table last week because
he's so good at
football. He's actually unbelievable at what he does. I mean, I saw on TikTok like the next day like all of his highlights, and I mean just going back like it doesn't seem like it's already been like 5 years. Actually it kind of seems longer than that. Like it just seems like he's been doing this forever and we've been watching it for so long. But yeah, he showed everyone who daddy was this weekend. He is.
Who's your daddy?
It's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. if the Bucks,
Sterling Mahomes' father is Patrick Mahomes.
If the Bucks Chiefs Super Bowl were to happen again, do you think the Chiefs would win?
Like if
right
the
now,
yeah.
I mean, it, later on in the season, who knows? We'll see if Giselle is like that.
Yeah. So the Chiefs are at 2 for our consensus, but I have them at 1 in the power ranking just because Patrick Mahomes is.
Oh, do ya?
Patrick Mahomes is literally insane. I literally ranked them at 1 in the family room. So
yeah,
that's special.
So that's special.
Yeah. I just think that even without Tyreek, I mean, Kelce is just a monster, and so is Mahomes. I think they're top three for the best duo just in on any offense right now. And their defense, no one really like talks about their defense. I don't really notice much from the defense just because of how much the offense has just taken over.
Francisco Alvarez.
Yes, he did. Oh, he finally actually did something. Wow, good for him. I don't care about
his
him.
First hit.
If it was, I would not be surprised. He sucks. He should not have been called up. If he makes the postseason roster, I have no hope for the Mets. Just a quick rant there. Literally, in the Braves series, base is loaded. Showalter kept Alvarez in, who's a rookie, who played at least only 3 games. He kept him in. He didn't pinch hit him. It was against a righty, and Alvarez is a righty. He didn't pinch hit him for Vogelbach or Naquin, who were both on the bench. He decided to keep the rookie in, and he fucking struck out on 3 pitches. The third pitch was a strike at his head or a ball at his head, and he fucking swung at it. Like, why would you leave him in? Whatever. I have no hope for this team. I love the Mets, but right now I have no hope for them. Like, Jesus. Why? I don't like Francisco Alvarez. He's a year too early. But anyways, I had the Chiefs at 1 because, again, that offense is just insane. Mahomes literally is unbelievably good at football. And him and Travis Kelce, like, literally watching the game yesterday after the Chiefs got that fumble recovery, the first play was like a Travis Kelce 20-yard touchdown. Like, they're just – those two are just unbelievable. So I have them at 1 because I think on any given day they can match up with the Eagles offense and even be better than the Eagles offense. And they can – if they can shred that Bucs defense, who, yeah, had a little bit of injury, can definitely shred an Eagles defense. So I think the Chiefs are just – they can be the most dominant team this year, even without Tyreek, because Patrick Mahomes is actually spreading the ball out and not looking for Tyreek down the field. So he's not going to throw as many picks. He's going to be smarter with the ball. And when he runs with the ball, he has the ball in his hand. It's just – he makes magic happen. So that's why I have the Chiefs at 1. But for 2, the consensus at 2 makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I bet Mahomes to win MVP in the beginning of the season because without Tyreek Hill, he finally had something to prove.
Yeah, and he's proven it right
now. The last time that he did have something to prove, he did win MVP because people didn't really know – much about him.
He threw for 50 touchdowns, right?
Yeah,
that can very well happen again. He can have he's gonna have over 50 combined touchdowns.
I'm not gonna like go betting on that, but
I wouldn't either. My bet of the week is AJ Dillon over 2 touches.
I hope that happens.
I think
lock it in. The odds are probably -12,000.
Jason, you also had the Chiefs. Shrieker, you had the Chiefs at 3 and the Bills over them. Or I guess Jason.
Yeah, so I mean I kind of think the Chiefs are the best team in the league right now, but I do have the Eagles at 1 just cuz they are 4-0 and their offense, I don't think it's as good as the Chiefs, but I'd say their defense is definitely better. It's close, but the Eagles are undefeated, the Chiefs aren't, so that's kind of the one deciding factor I had to put them ahead of them, but I do think the Chiefs are the best team in the league, even though I did not think that going into the year. I was definitely wrong about that. So yeah, I think 1 and 2 is really could go either way, and it to me it looks like these two teams are the favorites to make the Super Bowl.
I would like that Super Bowl.
I think that'd be a very good Super Bowl.
That would be a really good Super
That's
Bowl.
That's what I'd bet on like now.
Yeah, so I mean the Chiefs are off to a good start here. 3-1, that's pretty strong for them. I was another team I was very low on coming into the season. I think I even said early on that they wouldn't even make the playoffs, but off to a good start so far. They really great offense. I think what has really stood out, though, has been their defense. Their defense has really been a major factor in some of these wins, like the fact that they held out a Buccaneers offense for only they started coming back there in garbage time, but I mean they got pretty high up there early on. So I'm not going to jump ship and say like I'm pretty high on the Chiefs now, but heading into next week, they're my number two in the power rankings.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason I have the Eagles above them is because they are undefeated. The Chiefs did lose to the Colts, so I had to account for that. But yeah, the Eagles, I think, have the best team on paper for sure. And
you also have to talk about the point differential. The Eagles, like, they win their games by like a good margin, too.
Yeah, I mean, there was just no one else that I – the only other team I would have maybe put there would be the Chiefs, maybe the Bills. But, I mean, the Bills have some injuries, and the Chiefs had not the best loss to the Colts. But, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think you got to put the Eagles at one. I think the only thing you can maybe really say about the Eagles is that they haven't really played anyone great. But, I don't know. I think the Vikings and the Jags are two pretty decent teams. The Commanders and Lions aren't really, you know, blowing me away. But some of their, like, I don't know. They've played everyone. You got to play who's on their – You got to play who's on your schedule, and they've been playing.
To play people who are on your schedule,
and they've been playing pretty well with that. So I don't know. I think does anyone have anything to say on Philly? Or are we good? Because
we've already said what we had to on them.
All right. So that is our power rankings.
This is the end, just like the movie we're watching.
Yeah, we got to finish. It's such a good movie, but it is awesome.
I want to watch all the Halloween movies just because it's Halloween season.
I have never watched them, so I...
You should. Florence Nightingale.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Big Daddy.
It's so good. So that's
Florence Pugh. That's what I was saying.
Anyway.
Italy.
Make sure to check us out on Instagram at Route Runners Podcast. We'll be posting these... Once we get the episode finished and released to you guys, we'll post everyone... we'll post the consensus and then what everyone had... separately too. Check us out on TikTok, Route Runners Podcast. On Instagram is Route Runners Pod. Sorry. TikTok is podcast. How spread picks went last week. I went 2-1, so I'm 7-5.
I think we all went. No, Shrieker went 3-0. I think
Shrieker had the week of his life. Yeah. He won in fantasy.
I got fucked in the butt.
Sure.
Oh, and also Jason beat me in fantasy. We totally forgot to we were gonna make a TikTok on that. We totally forgot. Jason was not going 1-3. I was right.
So I have a conspiracy theory. So week one and week three, I have scored, I think it was like 180. Week two and week four, I've scored 160 and 158 last week. So
it's so fun.
Yeah, I'm going to finish 7-7, where on the even weeks. I double what I scored on the odd weeks. I'm just an even week team. So if you play me on even week, you're screwed.
I play week 7.
9.
So James is beating me. Jack's beating me.
I don't play you again. Casper plays you 13, I'm pretty sure.
He's beating me.
Any other takers?
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. My team didn't even do bad. Your team just...
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff and Austin Eckler combining for like 80 points, really.
They combined for half my points. The rest of my team wasn't even that good.
But yeah, Shrieker won in fantasy, went 3-0.
I actually went 4-0. My other league is undefeated.
Oh, right.
So.
And the Falcons won. So yeah, he had himself a week. You are now 6-6. Jason, 7-5. You went 1-2, Jason?
I went 2-1, so I'm also 6-6.
Yeah, so
we have a two-way tie for first and second.
Yeah. Yeah, you can check those out. We'll be posting some other videos on the TikTok too, so hopefully you guys will enjoy that. And, you know, we like engaging with you guys when you guys comment on those. It's very fun, and stop sticking your foot in my face. But
also, if you guys make TikToks, make sure to tag us, and we will respond and reply to comments.
Yes.
Because people listening will get this far and realize, oh, I should tag the Route Runners Podcast.
That would be very cool if you guys did that. Kind of money, actually. But the foot in my face is really getting to me.
Dude, look how dirty the bottom of your socks.
Yeah, why is it so dirty?
It's because our fucking floor in our apartment is gross.
Yeah,
that's
true.
A fair point.
But all right, yeah, we'll get out of here. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the power ranking episode, and we will see you guys next week for the recap. Make sure to
make sure to get the spread picks on Sunday mornings. Usually they're out, so hopefully you guys can look at that and you guys will enjoy it. So thank you guys for listening. See you guys next time.